Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on a Tuesday. And the end of the college football season comes in dominating fashion. Clemson handling Alabama in pretty much kind of ho-hum terms, I thought, Shane. And we saw the emergence of a freshman quarterback to stardom, much like we saw Tua rise to stardom last year in this game. So we do with Clemson's Lawrence, and off we go with the Clemson Tigers now really taking over as the team in college football, as they will be the dominating number one team in the country to beat next year.
Man, it's pretty amazing how they did it. Like no other team has done it to Nick Saban at his time at Alabama, 44-16 after it was 16-14. And it's pretty amazing that not only did Clemson just destroy Alabama, but Clemson single-handedly made Notre Dame trending on Twitter, because everybody that thought that Notre Dame was so overmatched and so unfairly put into the Final Four that maybe whoever it was, and there were plenty of people, maybe they should be lining up to apologize to Notre Dame, and not only that, but to praise Clemson all the more, that Clemson beat Notre Dame 30-3, but then turned around and just eviscerated Alabama 44-16. So,
totally.
Plenty of questions arise from that. Number one, well, one question that got answered was the Trevor Lawrence question. No one was questioning Tua because he'd done it on this stage, and a lot of people were wondering about the sunshine lookalike from Remember the Titans, Trevor Lawrence, but all he did was go 347 through the air and look just as unflappable as any veteran quarterback you could ever want to see.
Yeah.
And he just turned 19 years old.
Well, they had a tremendous offensive plan. By the way, Ronnie Bass, who was sunshine in Remember the Titans, ended up going, ironically, to South Carolina. That's where he played college football. And, of course, sunshine right down the road. And Trevor Lawrence is in Clemson, South Carolina. Anyway, I love those kind of ironies.
Well, and Dabo Sweeney walked on at Alabama and played
exactly.
Played there in the early 90s. There was,
Yeah, no question.
I'm watching the highlights here now. What kind of dire straits must Nick Saban have thought he was in to run a fake field goal with the kicker being the lead blocker and the holder running it up the middle on fourth and six instead of kicking a field goal?
I guess it's
you know, it's a bizarro football world where not only Dabo Sweeney outcoaches Nick Saban, but just his players played circles around the other, you know, the Alabama
players. You're right, and not that it would have mattered at all, but why doesn't Alabama ever seem to have a good kicker? I mean, they're good at everything else.
Well,
you could say that about
LSU and Texas having quarterbacks, and that's kind of nitpicking.
Yeah, but who the hell doesn't have a good kicker?
Yeah.
Washington doesn't have a particularly good kicker. I don't understand it how teams that are dominant powers in their respective conferences or in college football in general don't have great kickers. And I'm painting with a very broad brush.
But your point is great programs ought to have probably one of the best kickers in the country. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Really good kickers year after year is Utah and Arizona State. They always have Groza Award finalist kickers.
Yes.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, anyway, be that as it may, it was eye-opening. You know something? I thought that there was a point made by, I don't know if it was Fowler or Herbstreit or them together, during the course of the broadcast that I thought was as telling and as explainable as any that we've heard. And they're talking about Ross, and of course he's an Alabama kid that got away, and my God, what a player.
He got away all right.
I'm not sure which one. I mean, was it Lawrence or Ross that upped their pro profile more last night? Probably both of them about the same amount for two freshmen that'll be around at least for another couple of years. But I thought the point that there had been 20 different coaching changes over the last three or four years, I thought that that was a very valuable point to make, because I think continuity in coaching staffs, especially in college football, where you're recruiting upwards of 85 scholarship athletes, as many as 110 mm-hmm. or so on your squad, I think that's a really telling statistic. When it's, I think continuity on your staff is really, really great to have, and unfortunate when you don't have it. Now, you don't have it because of all the success, and people are looking for other things, and I'm not saying that you don't tip your hat to Clemson for that. You mm-hmm. tip it for having great athletes, a great plan, and kicking your ass. But that's certainly, I think, something or other that Nick Saban has been difficult to deal with. Is just a lack of continuity in his staff.
Yeah. You can pay him all the money you want, but that's not the same as head Mm-mm. coaching money at another Power Five.
Sure.
Which makes it more telling or curious, I suppose, that Brent Venables hasn't gone anywhere all these last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. He obviously is getting paid a lot of money. He's getting paid $2 million to be the defensive coordinator at Clemson, but I think there's something more than that, just a conspiracy theorist in me here that is keeping him at Clemson. But be that as it may, when you're at the top of the heap, your assistants get poached at the college level or the NFL level. Your assistants Sure. are going to be head coaches somewhere else the more you win. Like I said, all the questions that were brought up after that national championship game is the Alabama dynasty over, or can we have two dynasties at the same time? Can this be something that we're going to see for three more years? I mean, we've already seen it for five, Clemson, Alabama. Are we going to continue to see it for three more years?
Well, what in the world would make you think that Clemson will be a unanimous number one going into next season? I can't imagine Alabama won't be number two.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Justin Ross, T. Higgins, and Amari Rodgers. How many times did you hear those guys' names last night?
How about almost every sentence?
They're all coming back next year.
Yeah.
None of them are eligible for the 2019 NFL draft.
Right.
So they'll all be back. And what did we hear at the very beginning of the year about Clemson? They have an NFL defensive line. None of those guys play on the defensive line. They're all offensive skill players. So this is something that if you like college football, you better embrace. And if you haven't, then you're going to be bored at this time next year, because I don't see, short of catastrophic injury or the unforeseen, Alabama and Clemson not dominating college football landscape again. And
right.
It kind of begs the question, how long is this going to last? And the only thing that may break it up is Nick Saban's age.
Mm-hmm. That's, he retires.
That's pretty much it. Does he get tired of this or have a health scare or something? And because he's getting close to 70, there's no end in sight for Dabo unless he feels like he wants to go to the NFL one of these years. But I didn't think I'd feel this way. But first of all, I liked the game last night because we saw and I don't want to paint Alabama as the bully, but they win all the time. But mm-hmm. Clemson wins all the time too. And they did something to Alabama that no one ever does. But I personally liked the game last night for what I think is coming on the horizon, and that is two kings of the hill that are going to be kind of keeping an eye on one another all season long for the next three or four seasons so that they can hopefully meet again for all the marbles. All sure. apologies to Ohio State or Florida or Michigan or any of these Johnny come latelys that think that they can knock these two teams off, but frankly, were 30 points better than every other team in the country. Alabama and Clemson were all year long, and they have now split the last four national championships.
Yeah. Yeah, those two are on a totally different level than any other program in college football. Now, that's not a dangerous insight or a bold statement to make. I mean, I think everyone's known that for quite some time. So, and who steps forward? You've got a coaching change at Ohio State. You've got a quarterback change at Oklahoma.
Well, Dwayne Haskins declared, so you got a quarterback change there.
Right, you got a quarterbacking change there. There might be some continuity at Notre Dame, mm-hmm. although I don't know how much. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how much are you counting on Notre Dame to kind of, you know?
Well, it's like you said,
break down the door.
They're
in that
good,
party.
But they're not. They're good. They're not Alabama, not Clemson good because we saw
nope.
that.
No,
yeah, we just saw it 2 weeks ago. But you know, and I kind of jokingly a couple of weeks ago said instead of expanding to eight, how about we shrink it to two? Because it won't last. This won't last forever, but. These two are clearly on a different, like you said, there's a different plateau after these two guys.
And I know that that's, you said that, you know, tongue in cheek, but that's closer probably to the reality that we have in college football right now. How does expanding the playoff to eight, other than getting more people involved in it, make the college football playoff better at this point? There is no argument that would sway me. Four is a really good number, and four is too many right now.
Right now it is. And
right now.
I think the college football playoff board, panel, whatever you want to call it.
Well, Bill Hancock, and then
basically said, we're not going, we're not expanding anytime soon. No. It's going to be at least 2026. Did I read that right?
Right.
That, you know, this is the way it's going to be for a while? So, and good. I mean, we don't have to get into this, but if it went to eight, we'd be whining about 9 and 10. If it somehow went to 12, we'd be whining about 13 and 14. You know,
I think we'd be more irritated by the watering down of a process that we elongated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that would be the biggest complaint. It'd be like, okay, the first year it would be fine because we would see Central Florida or fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm. And somebody would get blown out, and it'd be like, that wasn't a very good idea after all. Because we had blowouts in a bunch of bowl games this year. And plus,
sure,
we had that 30-3 game between Clemson and Notre Dame. So,
I just don't think that bigger is always better.
I don't
and
either.
I think, and my opinion has changed a lot on the college football playoff. I was a really staunch, not that anyone cares, but I was a very staunch, eight's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
Eight's a good number. That's what you want to do. But I see it for what it is. There aren't that many teams that are worthy of playing in this kind of tournament. It prolongs the season. I mean, at that point, they'd be playing how many? What, Clemson finished 15-0?
Yep. They both played 15 games.
So it'd be at least another one, right? With
unless you do something on the front end with the eliminating non-conference game,
right?
Which you know what? Now that we're into it, if you want to go to eight, then let's cut out games against the Citadel, and just play all league games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Let's cut out, and I'm not just talking about the SEC when they have that virtual bye week in November, because everybody else does it at the very beginning of the season. So I'm not going to, you know, like I said, call out the SEC for
two non-conference, then straight conference games.
or whatever it takes to equal one
conference championship. Still play the conference championship?
I think you could, sure.
I think you have to just for money's sake. Plus, there are conferences that are big enough that guys don't see each other during the year, mm-hmm. which bothers me a little bit, but that's right. neither here nor there. So, yeah, play the conference championship, then play it out. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You don't have that. You don't have a preseason game. You don't have the exhibition thing with college. But, you know, if you want to extend the playoff to more teams and not just kill these guys with 16 games, then, you know, take away the Eastern Michigans off your
schedule. I just think it's too much, Shane. Eight teams would be, I think, right now, the way in the climate of college football now would be too much.
How about six with the first two getting a bye?
Okay, I can do that. Kind of an NFL-like mm-hmm. with wild cards.
Yep. Yeah. Which makes,
that wouldn't bother me.
Which makes the regular season really important, legitimately important. That you, if you play well enough, you get a mm-hmm. week off, or you get yeah. you know you get an automatic bye into the semis of this 16 playoff. I think that's probably less likely than an 18 playoff, but whatever. I mean, regardless of what they do, if they expand, we will hear the same complaints, only a little further down the rung. Not that, you know, once UCF gets in, then it's, well, what if there's another non-Power 5 team that goes undefeated or a non-conference champion will be on all of our lips. Be like, well, what about them for number 8 or 9? You know, we want the best two teams playing for all the marbles, and we've gotten it in Alabama and Clemson for the last 4 years.
And this will cycle through. I mean, this will. Everything does. Everything does. It'll cycle through, and there will be a time where that 8-teamer playoff fans will come out and say, now look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it now. I mean, and they'll be right. But right now, I see absolutely no reason for an 8-team playoff. Not sure what it would accomplish. I think it would water down a process that would be made too long anyway. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that we're sitting here playing college football in the middle of January. It's ridiculous. But that's where we are.
The final
I mean, we play the World Series in November. I mean, so yes, go figure.
It's no longer Mr. October. You got to be Mr. Right. November. The final 8 in the AP, all right? So if we expand to 8, in theory, this year, it could have been, would have been Clemson in this order. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State finished 3, by the way. And they didn't make the final 4. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, LSU, Florida, then Georgia.
Wow.
That was the final 8, and the 7 and 8 finished in a virtual tie.
So half of the top 8
SEC.
Were from the SEC.
Yep. And we'd be bitching about that, too, by the way.
Oh, my God, we'd be bitching about that.
But
that's for sure.
Those are your final rankings right there.
Although pretty hard to argue.
I know.
I mean, you know,
that's the AP poll. Well, the coaches poll.
I didn't pay much attention to Florida, but I know they had a good year. I know enough about LSU and Georgia to think that they're there, although Georgia certainly wilted on the vine the last in their bowl game.
Mm-hmm. Coaches poll said Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, so they stuck with the actual CFP Final mm-hmm. 4. Then Ohio State, Georgia, UCF, and Michigan. That was a little bit more flavorful top 8. And 9 was Washington.
Yeah.
And Florida and LSU were a little further down the line, down the totem pole there. So
boy, don't we get to teams like, and this is with all due respect, because if you're a top 10 team, you're still a top 10 team. But don't we look at teams like Central Florida and Washington and I mean, I look at those teams and think, if those are teams that are this year, as I'm looking at them, that were in the running for like a top eight, and I know that Central Florida lost their quarterback, but you know what? Teams deal with injuries. Everybody mm-hmm. does. I don't know. That to me seems more of an argument why you don't have eight. I don't know. Central Florida in a national championship picture, it doesn't seem, it's cute is what it is.
Ooh.
It's
wow.
cute.
The C word.
Well, that's what it is. It's cute, but I don't think it's real. I don't know. Do you think Central Florida is the type of
you're opening up
program?
You open up a can of worms
okay,
there, man.
Great call. Let's go.
We've got a couple. Okay, Mike and Steve are on the line. We're up against it. You guys hang in there.
Good.
We'll talk about it. They want to talk final rankings and CFP. And we can talk whether UCF is a cute little program now that Bruce went hot take on us. Love it. That's what sports radio is all about. Not like we didn't have a national championship game to talk about. But now we got to talk about UCF and whether they're a cute story or not. 869-1240 if you want to talk about it. What's on tap is brought to you by Side Pockets out of the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. We've got a brand new pitching coach at Wichita State, and his name's Mike Pelfrey. Maybe you've heard of him. He'll be the subject of the Twitter question. Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Network, and your calls at 869-1240 when we come back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.